The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment, when Quirinus was governor of Syria, so all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Why are you coming back here? He who reads the gospel preaches.
Nice try.
See, he wasn't falling for that one. He's pretty smart, is Father Marlon. Now, and just very interesting, I want to put something into perspective for you this evening. Tonight we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and we're celebrating really a beautiful creche there, or crib, or manger, and we have a little baby lying there in the manger. But to get into proper perspective, what we're really celebrating is Christ becoming flesh in the form of Jesus. And so, strictly speaking, the incarnation of God coming into the world took place some 14.5 billion years ago in the Big Bang, when Christ created the world. And so God is in everything, and everything is in God. And then in time, Christ became flesh, or became one of us in the person of Jesus. And we're celebrating the birth of Jesus in time tonight. In other words, we're celebrating the birth of Christ in time tonight. Christ becoming one of us. It is a little, sometimes that can be a little confusing, because I had a little story at the last Mass about a little five-year-old girl. She was her grandparents had come to stay for Christmas, and a few days before Christmas, the grandparents and her parents, they went out doing some shopping, and then they went along to look at some of the beautiful cribs, and they went into a church and did a lovely manger there, and they had just exactly as you see here. And the grandmother said to the little one, "Isn't that beautiful? Look at the angels and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the little baby in the crib. And isn't that beautiful? And the little girl of 5 said, "Yes, Grant," she said, "it is. But something bothers me," she said. "When is he ever going to grow up? He's the same size as he was last year." Well, seriously, many of us, and I've come across many Catholics, you never leave the manger. And that's where it begins and stops. We still think of Jesus as a little baby in a crib, or we never advance from there. So let's look at that for a moment. And very quickly, if somebody were to say to you, a question that often rises, but especially at this time, you're out there, maybe tomorrow, or you're talking to somebody who is not Catholic, or maybe never goes to church, and they say, "Well, how did you spend last night?" And you say, "I went to midnight mass." "Oh, what was that about?" "Well, we were celebrating the birth of Jesus." And they say, "Oh, right, Jesus." And you tell them, "Well, God became one of us." And they might say to you, why did that happen? Why did God become one of us? Why was Jesus born? What would you say? I think a lot of people would say, "He came to save us from sin or to redeem us." Not really. He came to save us from ourselves. That's how I see it, to save us from ourselves. He came, and this is how I see it, and it's a beautiful way of looking at it. He came to tell us it's all right to be human. It's all right to have a body. We're told Jesus Christ became flesh in the person of Jesus. Flesh. Maybe we don't like to use that word. And when we think of that word, very often we immediately think of, "Oh, I can't go there, that's sinful," and so on. Jesus came to tell us it's okay to have a body. It's okay to be human. And more, he came to tell us that he is for us. He is for you more than you are for yourself. He really is. He's for me more than I am for myself. Because have you ever said, and I hope you have, and I hope you said many, many times to somebody, "You're a wonderful person. You're really a good person." And what's the answer? What's the reply you normally get? "Oh, if you knew me, you wouldn't say that." Well, the thing is, I don't need to know you to say that, because God, that's how God sees you. He sees you as an absolutely wonderful person. I cannot stop telling people, because I need to hear it myself, that God made you in his image and likeness. So when I look at you, I'm looking at God. I really am. God is living in you. God is living in you. So you've got to take Jesus out of the manger and realize he's living in each one of us. He's living in you. That's really what the message of Christmas is all about. Came to tell us, "I love you. I love you." That's the real message of Christmas. I love you. What a beautiful thing to hear, that you are lovable. In spite of what you may think about yourself. And when we look at the baby lying there in a manger, what do we see? somebody very fragile, very vulnerable. And that's how we are. We are fragile and we're vulnerable. And life, for any of us, and as you go through life, it has its ups and downs. It has its surprises and disappointments. That's life. And Jesus came, as somebody said at the last Mass, to show us how to live. To be able to accept the good with the bad and to see good ultimately in everything. There's ups and downs, the surprises and the disappointments. Talking about surprises, there was a couple out shopping a few days before Christmas, and she was going into many stores and looking at many things, and typical man, he got tired of, you know what that's like, men, don't you? In and out of stores. And she looks at in 10 different stores and then goes back and buys what she saw in the first store. So he finally said, let's split or separate, and when you're finished, call me and we'll meet up. So she said, fine. And about 3 hours later, she calls her husband and she says, right, I'm finished now. Where are you? Where are you? And he said, you remember the day we went into that jeweler's shop and we saw that beautiful ring? Oh, yes, she said, I do, of course I do. And you set your heart on it and you thought it was beautiful. Yes, she said, I do. And you remember, we couldn't afford it. We didn't have the money to buy it. Yes, she said. Well, he said, I'm in the pub next door. See, you never know what's coming next. And you never know when you're going to be let down. But you see, that's... Stop. That's the promise of Jesus. He never lets us down. And that really is another message of Christmas. So it's a great night of celebration, a great night of joy. But I want you to leave here with hearts full of joy, not just for tonight, but for every day from now on. And if you really want that joy, you can have it. Because nobody wants to give it to you more than Jesus. That's why he came. That's why he came. I am with you. Did he not say, and I will never leave you. I will be always with you. Why can't we believe that and go forward with joy and hope? That's the real message of Jesus. So God bless you all, and a happy and joyful Christmas to you.